From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is calling on Israelis and Palestinians to get formal peace negotiations back on track. He says it's past time to just talk about starting negotiations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
On the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, President Obama sat down for a three-way meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He stood back as they shook hands.
It is past time to talk about starting negotiations. It is time to move forward. It is time to show the flexibility and common sense and sense of compromise that's necessary to achieve our goals.
The Obama administration had hoped to relaunch the negotiations this week, but Israel has balked at the U.S. request for a freeze on Jewish settlements, and Palestinians say there's no use negotiating without a freeze. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.
The Senate Finance Committee officially began work on its health overhaul bill today. This is the last step before bills come to the House and Senate floors for votes. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The voting process in the committee is expected to take several days, but sharp partisan lines were already apparent in senators' opening statements. Committee Chairman Max Baucus stressed what the bill would do, even for those who already have health insurance.
No one should go bankrupt because they get sick. This bill would fix that.
But Chuck Grassley of Iowa, the panel's top Republican, said he still doesn't like the way the nearly $800 billion bill would be paid for over the next decade.
This bill has new taxes on everything from Q-tips to pacemakers and cancer screening to pregnancy tests.
Baucus actually added back several billion dollars in spending to the bill since its original unveiling in an effort to lower potential costs to middle-income taxpayers. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
At least eight people have died in flooding in the southeast, all but one of them in Georgia. A toddler and a teenage boy are among the victims. Several people died when their cars were swept away by flooding. The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Craig Fugit, says people should closely follow directions from authorities.
We encourage people just to heed the safety message that we put out with our partners, the Weather Service. During flash flooding and flooding like that, oftentimes people will try a road or try to get across somewhere. Unfortunately, you can lose your life. So if you're not sure, turn around, don't drown.
Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue has declared states of emergency in several counties and is asking the federal government for a disaster declaration. Law enforcement officials have urged the heads of mass transit systems around the country to be vigilant. NPR has learned federal authorities are following up to a dozen people who might be linked to a possible terror plot against transportation sites in New York City. Three people have been arrested in connection with that case. On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 49 points at 9,828. This is NPR. The Central American nation of Honduras is under a nationwide curfew today after deposed President Manuel Zelaya snuck back into the country. Zelaya is taking refuge at the Brazilian embassy. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
The de facto government at Tegucigalpa has shut down all airports in Honduras, set up roadblocks on key highways, and imposed a curfew until 6 p.m. local time. This morning, riot police clashed with Zelaya supporters outside the Brazilian embassy. Local media reports say that dozens of people have been injured. Zelaya continues to call for his supporters to come to the capital and back his attempt to regain the presidency. The interim government wants Brazil to hand Zelaya over to face criminal charges. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is now trying to calm the situation. Lula spoke by phone to Zelaya, asking him not to give the Honduran security forces a pretext for invading the Brazilian embassy. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
The highest court in New York State has upheld the appointment of the state's newest lieutenant governor. It's Richard Ravitch, the former head of New York's transportation agency. He was appointed to the job this summer by Democratic Governor David Paterson in the middle of a partisan fight for control of the New York State Senate. But the rules laying out the appointment were murky, and the move was instantly challenged. The Massachusetts State Senate has approved legislation that would allow the governor to name an interim replacement for an open U.S. Senate seat. If it is passed, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick says he'll sign it. It would allow him to quickly name a temporary replacement for late Senator Edward Kennedy. The successor would serve until January 19th, when voters will elect a permanent replacement. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.